431-790. Good morning. Hello.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
A blessed good morning to you and the BLB staff, okay?
Okay, sir.
I was staying here. I don't get much chance to call you. Sorry for your way education. That way, like, don't worry about what people think, but...
Sir, I don't worry about what people think. No, the only reason I mention it is because to show people that there are differences of opinion about everything. Every single thing. Yeah. We don't seem to think that there can be.
You know what is the problem in this whole world and Barbados too? People are not holistic. And that's what you spoke about education is very correct. I don't want to ask it, but it's very correct. Because you can give a man a fish. You can give a man, teach a man something, give a man something. But you got to learn what to fish. If you give a man a fishing trawler, you don't give him a fishing exercise. The man, you can't fish. You understand? That's the whole thing. Being not holistic is nothing. Church, nobody is holistic. I want to get on to my topics, though. You're right there. Now, there are two topics, things I want to talk about. I heard a Mr. Neil Holder. I don't know if he's a priest or what. This is the same thing he's talking about, being holistic. If the church is not holistic, that is serving God, who else can be holistic? Tell me. The Bible tells to be holistic. And if the church is not holistic, what is holistic? You can't come with a heavy measures and tell people, put it in your paper because you want to support something and tell people nonsense. I want to deal with Mr. Holder this morning because Mr. Holder seems not to understand what's going on. He's talking about somebody marching to noise at Linden City. Did the people in his church keep Linden City holy? He asked them first in his congregation. Community communities are still going on. Are you showing on the radio every night? You're showing on the radio. Bookings are still booking people out there in booking shops. Other things are happening among the minibus men are still playing nasty music on the minibuses and pushing to get in and listening to it. They're not mean to be holistic. All these things are happening about the country. You know, it's strange that I have some very good priests. I want to thank the Christian people in Barbados. There are a few of them, not very much, but a few of them. To continue on the Christian journey that God put on. But let me tell you something. If you're not holistic, you're making mockery of God. Not by God yourself, okay? And then I'm saying to say that. There are quick Christian people. I want to congratulate a gentleman you know as a priest, Reverend Mr. Wood from Down, President Kennedy. I thought a real nice man, Christian man. He wants to heal. A few more people, you know, but let me go on to my point. How could these Christian people like Mr. Thing, Mr. Holder, sit back? And the last 5 years in this country, some wrongs have been made. Lies have been told by the Bible. They don't stop telling lies, can't tell lies. And they ain't seen a word about it. Lies telling all can happen. Things happened in Parliament that was cruel. A man had a gun in Parliament, and then he want to lock up young boys. Why do reverence have not seen these things and want to come halfway? We have to not holistic medicine talking. No, when you have to be a Christian in God, you have to be holistic. You have to follow God's commandments. Tell you what it's true when it's when you follow God's commandments, you're correct. God tells you what to do and follow his commandments. Tell you live as you live and do as you do. So you can't come in a holistic, in a Harvey medicine and tell me you're holistic as a Christian and tell me that God won't get saved. You lead a congregation and all them lead away to everyone in the church. I see people behaving that way. I tell them to come to church. It's me. Okay, right. Let me leave that. That solves that problem. Again, number two. I don't know that. The welfare department is no one to put old people in this country to get killed. Because when you send old people to machines to draw money, you know, people get killed. You had a couple of instances where in Barbados people got killed. We attack a machine. If they come in, they're going to draw money from one machine. You know, I see certain people in the machine don't go. I check when it's most of them, I see it available and go. But how you put old people to go? People to rob them out of these machines now, tell them to go and draw the pension checks. I come to a machine's pastor. I put an oil pill, now the bus isn't even running properly. All can happen to put. But these people are mad at what? People say, you attacking the government. These people have gone crazy. They've gone just gone crazy. I don't know if they come late and try to get things back. But it's stupidness. It's putting oil people, pensioners, and welfare people on the bare pressure. Because this state, Barbados, is not so good this time. And you have all kind of robberies and crimes and people getting killed and all kind of attack. You have a minister who get attacked here, Ms. McLean. These people crazy.
So, a couple of things. One, I'm also cautious when using ATMs to withdraw cash. But the benefit of having an ATM card, a debit card, is that you can pay grocery bills with it. You can pay other things with it without using having cash on you. Because having cash on you can also make you a target for criminals. People could snatch your bag, rip your pocket. Yeah. I remember once walking through Swan Street on the last day of school, and four young boys bump into me and knock my wallet out of my pocket and try to grab it. If some big burly fellas who used to work with me in Haywoods, who used to take care of garden and grounds and lift bare old iron dinners around me, the fellas would have carried the wallet. But, and these were schoolboys in uniform, by the way. Eh? But there are benefits and there are bad sides to cards. If the card's going to rack up charges and put the people in, you know, take away their little pieces of pension. But there are cards that can be used. There are banks and the credit union that don't charge for the use of their cards unless you use it somewhere else. So there are benefits to it. However, however, what is important is, will the pensioner change their way of living? Because pensioners like to change their check when they get it. They like to change it into $2 bills or $5 bills or small bills and hold on to a lot of money. That's the way they're accustomed to. I am not sure in the twilight of the years they'll get accustomed to cards, but, you know, they could surprise me. They may even go to online banking, you know, and use their tablet and thing and make me look small. But the question is, how many people will buy into it and accept it as being better for them?
There's another factor about it, too. I can tell you here, too, about it. Just what you said just now, you have to train people. You're right. But there's danger of that, too. A lot of people, the machines are not honest. It's just some telephones. They're not quite understandable. And some of these people could go to these machines and tell somebody, my can't understand anybody, come and next thing, draw money and go along, too.
So it ain't only old people, though. I went to the... I drove into... ATM machine, the drive-thru one, at the time I had an account with that bank. And when I got up to the window, it asked me, do I want another transaction? And I look at it and I go, do I want another transaction? So I hit the escape and out came a card. The person who was there before me left the card in the machine and went on. And I drove behind them all the way up the road, blowing my car horn and flashing the lights to them. I don't know if they thought I was going to stick them up. Eventually, they stopped and I said to them, you left your card in the ATM and you know, their jaw dropped open. But, yeah.
But, you know,
People get into trouble with ATMs. That's the truth.
Yeah, but, you know, we get some garbage trucks.
Yeah.
You see them lately?
No, I haven't.
Chinese some trucks, army trucks, funny Chinese. They're the garbage trucks we get him. We get some garbage trucks. We get some, that problem solved. We get some garbage trucks. I go on.
All right, sir. Brass Tacks, good morning. This is the Onto Brass Tacks. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm fine as well. I just want to speak about three small things quickly that I was being, wouldn't take up much time. First of all, I'd like to say that I am happy to see that Jackie Opal's grave in the Westbury Cemetery has been upgraded to something. Nowhere you would say they can probably now have it immortalized and have it as a key area where we can get tourists and things like this to look, because I think that Jackie would have made a very good contribution to develop music in Barbados. And I could remember as a young man meeting Jackie in Busby Alley, would used to go up at Taylor Restaurant there, and I was amused when I would have heard him press a tune, I think it was by Percy Sledge, and he would sing Percy Sledge with that song in there. I think he was very, very, very good, and I am happy to see that at least something has been done where now we could remember him, where I would say that many people now would be able to understand and go and see the man who would have done so much for music in Barbados.
4341-790, sorry about that, if you can get back to us. We will engage further. Brass Tacks.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, I enjoyed that conversation that Brother Nasser had with you earlier. Not the political part, though, but I think we are not on the same page on that one. Right, so I am a follower, not really a follower, but I'm a person that do admire Minister Farrakhan, right? And speaking on that topic, I follow him, the Nation of Islam on the internet, I subscribe to the channel.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But some people is think that some people that don't know me probably think that I is a Rasta or a Muslim. But I would think that. Huh?
Why? You have to be a Rasta or Muslim to listen to read? Okay.
No, I think it's just because I consider myself, I would say that I am a conscious person.
Okay.
So Rastas are...
That comes with Rastas? Okay.
Yeah, Rastas are conscious people. Mm. The true ones, right? Because you might got some that might be just ready here, right? So I think that's why some people would think I is one or the other. I also consider what we call black as consciousness too. Because when I listen to Minister Farrakhan, I said this is a man that I can resonate with. His spirit resonates with mine, right? So I don't really look at color. I look at a man being conscious and being a leader, right? And on the same topic of, I know that he will got to not only have bodyguards, he got to have the angels with him. Because there's a statement that Jesus made that when he said, you can't do me anything unless the authority is given to you from the heavens. So I like people that can speak their mind, whether it actually causes trouble or not. Just speak their mind and speak the truth. Because he's a truth seeker, right? He speak the truth. So this thing, I didn't know that you get called anti-Semitic when you actually go down a line talking about certain things. But the Christian got a saying that I think that I don't agree with, nor I don't believe in, that God can be, we can have a biased God that can create people, and then one set of people is his people, and then they could do what they like with other people, and if you curse them, he curse you back. I don't agree with that at all. So I actually believe there's a lot of documentaries that I research on, and there's certain things that I could understand. Because, and there's a statement that you said that they are very smart and clever people, right? Or wise. Because they actually have, they're good at the finance and business and so on. So they can control a lot of things, right? Money talk.
You feel it? To you? So, let me say this, eh? Let me say this. Mm-hmm. Let me say this for the last time. Mm. All I do is sit here and listen.
Okay.
The reason why I could have a conversation is because I listen.
Some
I
people get always, caught off, that's
right. Sir.
When it's too silent, I might be gone.
Sir, if you are gone, I will say you are gone. Trust me.
I will know.
Yes, you would, because you listen. Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Uh-huh. Right. Go ahead. So what I'm listening to see if you would respond to anything, but you don't always got, we don't agree, right? But what I mean is that I don't believe that money is, maybe you ask me if it do for me.
Yeah.
But money is like power. And once you got it, it's like power. Once you have it, you can say
let me share this with you. Since you tell me I ain't saying anything, let me share this with you, right? Mm-hmm. I went into Grenada after Ivan. A guy who went to school with me put a car together, piece of this, piece of that, piece of the other, and put a car together for the nation team that was with me to drive around and take a look at the destruction. We came back. One of the guys asked him, how much we owe you for the car, and reached into his pocket. And he looked at him and asked him, what are you going to do with the money? So money is power when? If you are alone on a desert island sitting down waiting for help and you have $1 million in your back pocket, what are you going to do with it? Make a raft? Money is only worth what you could buy with it, what you could get with it, or how you could influence with it. If nobody wants it, what are you going to do with it?
Right. I agree.
We create these gods in our mind, and then we pay homage to it, and then we try to sell it to somebody else. And I ain't buying it. Money cannot buy me the two things that are most important in my life. My health and the love of the people I want to love. Money can't buy it. You can't buy affection. You could buy the person. You can't buy affection. And that's why I live on. You know, sir, we create devils and we create gods in our mind. Go ahead.
You was part of that consciousness that I talked about that isn't it?
Really?
If it could get everybody thinking like that.
No, the world would be a very confused place.
It'd be confused?
Yeah. People like me, as we put against a wall and the firing squad just get called. You know that too. People do not like their little worlds being disrupted by people who don't agree with them. They don't. Look at history. Anybody who stood up, including the stories you read in the Bible about Jesus, you think they put him on a cross because everybody was agreeing with him and saying, oh, what a nice fellow? No. The minute you start saying something that people don't agree with, get rid of you. That's the law of the jungle. Been there.
Right.
I know what it is. Tell me.
And you see this same thing word you mentioned earlier about democracy, right? Mm-hmm. People need to know that there is the one that really have the power, right? But as you say, I would like to get them thinking like you, because if they can think that way, they will see that the power is in their hand and that it ain't money that is power.
They don't want it.
Or the politician.
They don't want it, sir. No.
I feel they don't know how to receive it.
Then you don't want it. So look, I see the newspaper, for example, asking people, what would you do if you were the prime minister for a day? I would take a vacation, because there ain't nothing I could do in a day that would make a difference. I would take a vacation, take the day off. If I gave that answer, people would look at me and tell me, you know, you're stupid. But I am. So look, people do not readily want a lot of the things they say they want. People say all the time, oh, I wish I would win the lottery, you know? And when you ask them to do what, they tell you, well, I ain't think about it yet. I can put it in the bank and wait and see. They have no plan for it. They just want to win it. And there are people who've won lotteries and lost it, lost everything, including what they had before they won the lottery, because they don't know how to, they made no plan to handle it. Look, people are happy when they're in a group that think the way they do, they feel protected, they feel safe, and when people agree with them, they figure everything is all right. That's why they have packs and groups and associations.
I want to ask one more thing before I go on this helmet, bicycle helmet, rainy bicycle helmet. I understand by someone, but you're hearing a lot of different things, but when you're in the media, I want to know if you heard that it only apply to the highways and not if you're through your residential area, like children playing in the resident, so on, they ain't gonna really have on this helmet. It's only applied to the highway.
So
I wonder if you know
which highway in Barbados you're allowed to ride on.
Which highway?
Mm-hmm.
When I say highway, I just am ABC. You know, they've got Highway 5 and.
I ask you which highways in Barbados you're allowed to ride on, because you know the highways in Barbados you're not allowed to ride on.
You're not allowed to ride on highway.
The ABC, the Spring Garden Highway had a big sign on it saying no bicycles, as far as I know.
All right, right,
unless they take it down. Mm-hmm. So there are certain highways you weren't supposed to ride on. Look, let me say it to you, right? My only question is, who making money off of selling helmets? That's all I want to know.
Okay.
I don't know why you think I in the media I would know. I know nothing.
Right, but I consider Highway 5 to be a highway. They call it Highway 5. And I thought
that's
highway.
Because they call it Highway 5, that means it's a highway? According to somebody, it's a Barbados wide road. So I don't know. I would have to ask my good friend, acting inspector, the new, I see they say he's going to have a new PR job, Rodney Innes, if he is the new acting PR person. I will ask acting inspector Rodney Innes. I usually have good conversations with the acting inspector, so I'll ask him to interpret the law. So look, let me say to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
The law obviously said people are supposed to wear helmets. So I see people with all kinds of helmets, including cricket helmets with visor.
Construction helmet.
Or anything. Hard hat. I don't know. As I said to the caller who talked about local music, we had to define what's local music. And the law will have to define what's a helmet. I haven't read the law, so I don't know if a helmet is defined in the law. You know, the law is an interesting thing. A very interesting thing. That's why... Anyway, I don't know. Sir, I really don't have an answer to that one. That's a question that stumped me. I will let that one go. I have no idea. I just want to know who's making money selling the helmets, because they're suddenly out and from Dora the Explorer to cricket helmets with visor. Question I have asked two driving instructors and one police officer, and I did not get a definitive answer, is what is an ATV? Is it a car or is it a motorbike? So in other words, if it's a car, should you have on a seatbelt? If it's a bike, should you be wearing a helmet? What is it? And neither of the driving instructors nor the police officer I asked gave me a definitive answer. So I don't know what it is either. Maybe it's both. You're supposed to wear a seatbelt and a helmet. I don't know. Anyway. Brass Tacks, good morning.
Yes, I'm saying, but I don't know if it's...
Yeah, your phone dropped out. Yeah,
as I was saying, I remember Jackie Orville coming up to that restaurant and punching that Percy Sledge record and singing it. You know, Warm and Tender Love was that his favorite one. And so, and I am glad now that Barbadians would get to understand who he was, and would be able to probably go and
you think a tomb would do that
area and so on, because he deserves it for his contribution to music in Barbados, and I would say in the Caribbean as a whole. Now, my next point is that I would like to say that the two callers ago that was talking about the pension checks and the disadvantages and so, I would advise the minister, don't come with these things in this kind of season. I understand what you're saying, the advantages and the disadvantages, but for me, the disadvantages is the greatest part of this thing. I think that it would be better if they allow these pension checks to come as they are coming, rather than start to put people to go out to think, no, and try to learn in some cases what they can't, because some people won't be able to deal with this technology and things, especially at the ages and so on, and it's a serious disadvantage.
Yeah, someone says here that they see two serious disadvantages. The people may forget their PIN numbers. Dishonest cashiers may take the number and use it when they're not there. They might ask someone to help them who they think is trustworthy, but is not. But as I said, there are disadvantages to it. I think the advantage is direct debit, also direct deposits, as opposed to the printing and writing of checks and signing of checks. That may be what they're trying to get away from. And the reconciling of checks. The problem is reconciling online sometimes opens you up to even more fraud and heartache rather than thinking checks. But anyhow, they're both pros and cons. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question then. Mm-hmm. If you want people that coming in here from Guatemala, all over the place, I infiltrating these machines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that the time has come. And I am saying this. I don't want to be political at all times, but I get into this. You see this thing with these promises that we used to understand, there's comfort for fools. I think that we got to try to get away from that thing and look at people in its true context. Because I am seeing that to me this morning, reading it in the paper, tells me that this is something that looked like something just for comfort to say that I can do something. Because I feel that the area that will be going into is quite disadvantages to the senior citizens of this country in some regards. I am not saying that the senior citizens can't cope with it. There are some, but the majority, I would say, I would think it is. So I think that the better is left as it is and back out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my next point was I would have heard about, out of the radio, about medications not available and so on, all sorts of things. Now, I have one question to ask. Is this medication and so that ain't available that you can't get at the clinics and so, is it because the manufacturers don't have enough that you can get? Did you order and can get them? Or it is that the bills for the medication are not paid so that it has people at a disadvantage that when they go to the clinics, they can't get the medication? Because if you go at the private pharmacies, you will get the same thing, medications that are sought. Stop hiding the things and trying to paradox real with the reality with the unreal and come out and say, well, look, the people in pay or something, because I am saying that the state of health in Barbados today is something else to be desired. But I would just like to know if the poor people that is making the medication that your source where you will get it is short because they don't have it.
Well, two things that I have been working on. One is the question of, do we have counterfeit drugs in Barbados? And two, the availability of drugs, because I live on medication. One, here's what I found out. One, because of the effects of the hurricane on Puerto Rico, where a lot of medication and pharmaceuticals either originate or come from, there was a shortage of even things like Strepsils and, you know, across over-the-counter cough mixtures and stuff that came out of Puerto Rico. Now, I walk in gingerly over what I say next. When you have shortages of pharmaceuticals, it opens you up to all sorts of people going online, ordering via courier, all sorts of things that may bypass checks done by our regulatory bodies, and opens you up to all sorts of dangers. I am walking carefully on this because I find it curious that the pharmacists in Barbados could admit that they got fake sexual enhancement drugs in Barbados, and in the same voice say they ain't got no counterfeit drugs in Barbados. To me, that is saying, yeah, we have stale cheese, but we have stale butter, and the butter and cheese coming from the same place. You know, I have all sorts of issues with that. It's either we like to bury our heads in the sand, and then, of course, it may be complicated by the fact that something is not paid for. But
right,
you don't know what the situation is, right? So I have some issues, yes.
That
and I would like to know what the problem is, whether it's a problem with the because of the issue with Puerto Rico, or whether we have payment issues in addition to the issues with Puerto Rico.
I agree with you. So that is why I have my concerns, and that is why you raise it. Thanks, Dennis.
No problem at all, sir. My correspondent, who is a driver or teacher, trainer of drivers, says, you have highways 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, ABC Spring Garden. While holding on to a moving vehicle for the purpose of being drawn along the road or carriageway, no driver of a vehicle on a road or highway should permit any person riding a bicycle or motorcycle or traveling on roller skates or on a skateboard to attach himself to the vehicle for the purpose of being drawn along the road or highway. That's a piece of the statutory instrument he has printed. And the other piece says, no person shall ride a bicycle on a road or on a highway unless that person is wearing a bicycle helmet and the chin strap of the helmet is securely fastened under the wearer's chin on a road or on a highway. So that takes care of the gap, the, you know, the gap, the lane, the avenue, the highway, the any place they got a road, paved or unpaved, lit or unlit. If you get to call, I would like to have a chat with you, sir, on the measures. Someone says some people might try to bully the senior citizens for their card and draw their pensions. Right now, they bully them for the cash and the check. Anyway, yeah. It's a move to make people get away from standing in line because certain banks are going to remove the teller and you standing in line to get your cash. They're going to charge you for coming and standing to get cash from your account. Some already do. It's called get money at any cost. Going back to my conversation with gentlemen about our cash and making it our gods. Rastax, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
This is your friend from St. Joseph.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
And the flowers are blooming, I trust, with the water and the rain we're
really
having.
They're really pretty.
I really must take a drive over there, you know. My problem is that, you know, I finish work and I go home and bury myself in newspapers and work. But anyhow, I am going on vacation. And okay. Before I depart for southern places, I should make it my duty to drive around my... What? When I say I'm going? But I don't know. It depends on what happens when I go certain places. I may be induced not to come back. Tell me. Okay. Go ahead.
So the family is well?
Yeah, they're well. They're well. They're doing well.
How is my friend on Westbury Road up and on? I haven't heard him for a while.
I haven't heard him for a while. I don't know. I must find out how he's doing. I must find out how he's doing for you. But it's always good to hear you, and I am going to come to St. Joseph to look at the blooms. This is Down to Brass Tacks. 4341-790. Brass Tacks, good morning. Someone asked, does the motor vehicle include a bus? I think you all should ask the Transport and Works Minister to give us an update on that too. You know, one of the things about legislation is written by lawyers, and it's interpreted by lawyers, and it's judged by someone with a law degree too. So you will always have, that's why you have courts of appeal and appeals to the appeal all the way up to the CCJ for some countries and to the Privy Council for others. Brass Dex, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you.
Blessed be my brother. How are you?
I haven't heard you in a while, sir. How are you? A lady just asked about you.
Man?
They're good.
Listen,
they're good.
What happened is that I have a granddaughter to your granddaughter, and she has become my raison pour de vie.
Oh, dear.
My reason for living.
Boy, my friend, children will do that to you. I'm sure it has made you years younger.
Oh, yes. And you are very perceptive to have made that for me. But, Mr. Johnson, my reason for calling this morning is that I would like to commend Erica Smith and Costcap for the honor that they would have paid to Jackie Opel. Mm-hmm. I think it was long overdue, and I am delighted that it has come to pass. However, I think that the exercise was sadly tainted by the non-inclusion of the former superintendent of cemeteries, Mr. Ricky Cummins. Yes, and the reason why I say that is because it was only a few months ago where there was an article in the press covering the fact that he had used his own resources to refurbish the final resting place of Jackie Opel and to have the tombstone probably repainted and engraved, etc. And I think it was very short-sighted, if not deliberate, to have excluded him from the official party. And I say deliberate, I'm hoping it was not deliberate, but I suspect it was because he is an alleged ardent...
Oh, that's not your end, sir. I think we had an issue on my end. And I do apologize on behalf of my production team. I think they hit the wrong switch there for a minute because he looked at me with a strange look on his face. So my apologies, sir. I hope you can get back to me. Trying to answer the phone and do other things. I think he got distracted. Brass Tacks, good morning. Come back to me and we could talk. Hello? 4341790.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Morning, sir.
How are you?
I am fine.
Good. I'm a concerned citizen, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I travel on the highways all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a well to the opposite side of Coleridge. And I was watching that from 1993,
mm-hmm.
when I first got my license. And I would like to know why the authorities won't cover it. Could you give me any idea on that?
No. Maybe they don't know that it's there. Maybe they know they have a problem.
There's a big open well there. For years I was watching it, and nobody didn't intend to cover it. And anybody could run off the road and down inside that well. So
I have no idea why, sir. You know, sometimes roads are repaired and things are supposed to get back to. And maybe it just slipped. Yeah, it just slipped somebody. Yeah.
But the authorities need to look at it.
Well, perhaps if it's brought to their attention, you know, these days when people take pictures and post it and send it, people react. So perhaps if they get a picture of the location and the danger it can cause, maybe they'll send somebody to have a look at it. Maybe they just forgot that it's there.
That's my take on that for the year. That's
all right, sir. Yep. Yeah. Well, I hope something is done before it becomes an issue.
Okay.
All right. Somebody is responding to my question about ATVs. We got trikes and we got all sorts of other things on the road as well. 4341790. Brass Tacks, good morning. Hello. Okay. Good morning.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir. You're back with me. Good. Yes.
Yeah,
you were telling me.
There was a technical glitch there.
Yeah.
And I know it was not politically inspired.
I hope the gentleman apologized to you. He's a good... Yeah, he looked kind of sheepish when it happened. So I figured his finger slipped. Tell me, sir, you were saying
it's fitting that it should be so, seeing that his interaction was with a commemorian, it is fitting that
it's so. I figured that's why he was forgiven.
it is my want to be forgiven. But I too often in these public exercises,
yeah,
you see the blatant expression of political bias. And I think that that ceremony was one of which political bias should have been completely devoid. So once again, I would like to commend Ms. Smith, but I really feel that an apology should be tendered to the former
superintendent
of cemeteries, because I think he truly deserves it, and as a matter of respect and principle, I feel it should be tendered. But I'm delighted to have seen Jackie finally honored in an appropriate way. I have another issue, Mr. Johnson.
Before you move off of that issue,
yeah.
What do you think of the suggestion that the entire Westbury Cemetery be used as an attraction, if you want to call it that, a place of interest where, you know, people could see some of the billions of years gone by and where their final resting place?
I think you asked that question within the context of remembering that I have brought that issue to the program.
Yeah, you have. It is some. I mean, I remember. Well, one of the reasons why I said to the caller who raised the issue about the color of the wall was because I know that you did not like the color of the wall either. You thought it cheapened the look of your area.
It certainly does, and it is oftentimes embarrassing. When people come back from overseas, I tend to attend most funerals from people who passed away from Westbury Road or the environs thereof.
Mm.
And oftentimes people would return from overseas and don't remember where their own family members are buried.
Yeah.
And they would often call upon me to assist them in that respect, and I'm always happy to do so. However,
okay.
when I have had occasion more than once when young nurses visiting from overseas wanted dearly to visit Damnita Barrow's grave, mm-hmm. knowing of her association with the nursing community.
Yeah.
And some, I have always taken them, but it has always extracted deep apology from me when the grave was not in a well kept condition.
Yeah.
And they are Governor General is buried there, that they are stalwarts of business buried there, and in fact, I have been trying to urge the same former superintendent of cemeteries, Mr. Cummings, to embark upon an entrepreneurial exercise where he can actually have daily tours of West Bay Cemetery. Of course, the immediate environment of the cemetery will have to be improved, the wall, etc. But that I can see an entrepreneurial success of a person knowledgeable about the cemetery and its history.
Acting as a guide?
Yes, and I think that he's the ideal person to embark upon the exercise because he's a walking encyclopedia when it comes to giving persons information about people buried in West Bay, and he can pick up the location of these graves almost with his eyes closed. So I really think that that's something that should be pursued, and if they're going to use it as in some historical way, I think that he'd be a person that would be very useful to that exercise, and I would like to think that politics would not come into that matter. Mm-hmm. But it is a real good idea. I don't know whose original idea it was, but it's a real good idea because there's so much to learn about West Bay Cemetery. For example, there was a time when there wasn't a mortuary as such with freezer facilities mm-hmm. for bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And there actually is still a grave in West Bay Cemetery where they used to put ice in the ice box and put the bodies on ice,
in there.
Until they were ready for burial.
Okay.
Right? These little things, I think it is critical and important to know. And I would like to think that the government will eventually publish a booklet, or whichever agency undertakes these two historical tours mm-hmm. would publish a booklet that with little snippets of history and profiles of the persons buried in West Bay Cemetery.
Okay.
And that is just touching on the cemetery. That has nothing at all to do with the chapels that existed. And the chapel alone has its own history.
History, yeah.
The bell in the cemetery has a history, because in this area, when men used to work on the wharf or in the early days of the port, you would listen for that bell to know when it is lunchtime, and you will see waves and
ladies, assorted ladies.
yes, you will hear them say, well, it's breakfast time,
right.
Because they hear the cemetery bell ring.
Yeah.
And it prompts one to consider the way that bells have impacted upon the history of the black man in Barbados. Bells at church, bells at schools, bells at prison, etc.
Yeah.
A lot of our life was predicated upon by bells.
So I have to tell you, as someone who's grown up, spent time in St. George's in Grenada, listening to the bells chime in 15, 30, 45, and the top of the hour became a part of my life. And when the clock tower at the garrison was repaired, and I actually heard that 15, 30, 45, It sparked a memory of my youth. And you're right. Bells do, in fact, impact.
Yeah,
Homes used to have little dinner bells at one point to mimic these big shot folk who got called to dinner by a bell.
Yes, and of course, a person dressed in a white shirt and a black pants and a little black bow tie called Jeeves would she come in and stir up the dinner, what have you. But there's another matter that has been troubling my spirit.
And that is?
And I use the word spirit there advisedly. Mm-hmm. It is because I've been trying to assess the moderators to which I have access here on the program. And some of the topics that interest me intensely, some moderators either don't have an interest or seem not to be adequately informed. And exorcism and demon possession is only one of those subjects.
And I know you like UFOs as well.
Right?
Yeah.
True experiences and communication with the dead. You know, I mean...
Because, sir, those topics are taboo in a lot of instances. It's not conversation that people like to engage in what they call polite company, because people accuse them of demon worship. They accuse them of being mad in some cases. And it's not a subject that attracts the kind of discussion that I suppose people want to listen to between 10 and 2.
But
maybe if we have a late night conversation, people may engage in it.
for the last week or so, you will see that there's a preacher of the faith having a program where he says he's a prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm.
I would think if you're going to be a warrior, you first have to know the enemy with which you're against whom you're waging war.
One would agree.
And I have not seen the evidence that a lot of these preachers
understand that there's an enemy.
Are even familiar with the characteristics of the entities that they may either A, provoke, B, invoke, or 3, encounter. And also, the symptoms for epilepsy are very similar to the symptoms of possession.
Of possession.
They vary only in the sense that the voice of the person possessed will change dramatically, that you will know this is not the person's normal voice. But apart from the voice and exhibitions of physical strength and paranormal feats like levitation, mm-hmm. all these are things that a person possessed can do. But if you just judge it by the foaming of the mouth and the writhing on the ground, that's a symptom of epilepsy too. And it is important to know that these things can happen, that these things do happen. Now, I wonder to what extent and with what frequency they're happening in Barbados, because I see about 6 or 7 different people advertising with laying claims to various supernatural capabilities.
My question is, do you believe them?
No, I don't believe they have. I think it's strictly a money making.
And that's one of the things that I chuckle about, and I'll tell you why I chuckle about it. Eh? It is interesting that we claim to be a very Christian society. We profess to believe, and we point fingers and condemn people whom we believe stray from our concept of Christianity. But yet we allow and follow horoscopes, palm readings, and invoking of spirits. And I smile. And they call it by all sorts of different names. And then there's Obia. So, you know.
But we also had a member of the Senate during David Thompson's illness,
yes, sir,
saying that he has spoken to God and God had given him a personal assurance that David Thompson will recover. I mean, people should not be allowed to get away with these sorts of things. And I see, in the paper, a person advertising that they're going to have a prayer warrior and they are going to be praying for the sewage project. Oh, please, praying for the sewage project. So, of course, let me hear how somebody praying and making a sign of the cross can improve the situation on the South Coast. Right. I mean,
they may get a divine intervention, sir.
And you have to pay $80 to go to this, you know.
I didn't know. I didn't read that part.
Yeah, people should not be allowed to be prayed upon like that, you know. And in my very, very lengthy research on the subject of demon possession and exorcism, mm-hmm. one has to know the entities of which one are either dealing with or likely to deal with. Because there are some entities that can possess the human body that are exceedingly powerful. And I have read of occasions where priests went in front of a host, sprinkled them with the person possessed with holy water, struck them on the forehead with the crucifix, and the demon simply referred to them as an insignificant lump of clay and tossed the priest against the wall. And I don't hear people talking about the Roman ritual associated with exorcism. And you cannot have an effective exorcism without the ritual Romanum.
There were several books on exorcism, there are movies on it, there are people who have claimed to be demon possessed, there are people who have claimed that they have had contact with the spirit world. And again, it comes down to a matter of faith, it comes down to a matter of how convincing the person is and whether or not people believe that they are all there is. As you say, in some cases, it's a case of money making. What I do know is that there's some countries where the term necromancy is written in the statute books as being against the law, so that people who claim to be fortune tellers can be arrested and brought to trial. And if convicted, sent to prison for claiming to be able to invoke the dead. It's in their statute books. Whether or not it's enforced is another matter. I must check and find out if it formed part of the Barbados laws somewhere along the line and if it still exists. Who knows? We may find out strange things.